There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in the United States and a US bill to review relations with South Africa and potentially sanction ANC officials has now been advanced in Congress. Introduced by Congressman Ronnie Jackson in April, it calls for a comprehensive assessment and grants President Trump the authority to target officials supporting adversaries like China, Russia, and Iran. Yesterday, Jackson criticized South Africa's stance, accusing it of siding with communists and terrorists. The bill has now passed committee review, signaling a move towards reevaluating U.S.-South Africa ties. Statistics Canada reports 920 hate crimes against Jews in 2024, making them the most targeted religious group in Canada. Noah Shack of the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs highlighted the alarming statistics and the daily fears faced by Jewish communities, including threats at synagogues and bullying. He called for stronger security, legal measures against terrorism, and action to prevent extremist incitement to protect Canadian values and safety. News from Australia, and the Jewish Community Council of Victoria recently launched its anti-Semitism support service to assist Jewish Victorians. After 2 years of informal support, the official service now offers guidance, advocacy, and referrals for issues at school, work, or in public. Council Chief Naomi Levin highlighted that the service helps individuals feel empowered, providing legal, mental health and welfare support to combat feelings of isolation and continually support victims. News from Israel, and Tel Aviv University will soon digitize two rare 15th century Ethiopian Jewish texts to continue preserving their heritage. These Ohrid books, written in Ge'ez, include parts of the Torah and other sacred texts still used in prayer. The project, led by Tel Aviv University's Guardians Program, aims to protect and study these living books. The digitization will now allow for academic access while respecting community ownership. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Columbia University has announced disciplinary action taken against pro-Palestinian student protesters involved in a library takeover in May. Penalties may include probation, suspensions, expulsion, or degree revocation. In eastern Germany, the state of Brandenburg now requires citizenship applicants to recognize Israel's right to exist. Interior Minister René Volk announced this policy effective June the 1st. A New York appeals court has overturned Pedro Hernandez's 2017 conviction of Etan Patz's 1979 disappearance. Etan, a six-year-old Jewish boy, vanished whilst walking alone, and his case revolutionized child safety efforts. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar has urged Greece to address pro-Palestinian protests, which prevented around 1,600 Israeli cruise passengers from disembarking on the island of Syros. Israel's Ministry of Education and Innovation Authority has launched a pioneering AI regulatory sandbox, enabling tech firms to develop and test personalized AI learning tools in public classrooms. Hamas captivity survivors met Israeli actress Gal Gadot, sharing their stories and expressing gratitude for her support. Gadot praised their resilience and also expressed hope for the swift return home of all hostages. And finally, the Temple Emmanuel Stryker Center in New York City aims to set a Guinness World Record with the largest Shabbat dinner on November the 21st at the North Javits Center. Partnering with the UJA Federation, the event, called the Big Shabbat, encourages all ages and backgrounds to join. Tickets go on sale on August the 11th with a lottery offering winners a trip to Jerusalem and the chance to place a note in the Western Wall. Security measures will be in place, welcoming both Jewish and all curious community members to unite and celebrate. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.